Wow, he just put it so good. God always wins. I mean, love always wins. It always wins out. It's awesome. We just praise God for that. We worship Him and give Him glory. We just sit here and say, Father, if you still got your stony heart, or maybe you haven't plowed up your foul ground, which is your heart, and gotten rid of the stony parts, getting rid of the hard parts. That's why the majority of the Christian, I wouldn't say the majority, a lot of the Christians, they hear the word of God, but it doesn't do anything because it hits the hardened part of their hearts. And what does the Bible talk about sowing and reaping? If it hits the hard part, what happens? The devil comes to steal the seed. So the seed doesn't grow. In other words, we just get so intelligent. We don't need to know anymore. We just know it all. We understand it all. We don't have to humble ourselves. And I'll tell you, God really put me on a long walk about love. And like I said, with what I've been in the hospital and sitting there praying and seeking and going, and I went back through a lot of the prophetic dreams that was going on and situations that the Lord was speaking to me and showing me and dealing with me. And one of the things that I really found out was there's thrones in heaven waiting for somebody to fill. You have an opportunity to fill that throne. But the opportunities beside Jesus are the far back side of heaven. It's up to you where you want to go. It's going to be done by your works. There's a fire just waiting for when we die and go to heaven to see if it'll burn up our works. And I got a revelation from the Father. I'm thinking, wow. That fire is going to burn to see how much love you've done, all your works. How much love was done in your works. You might have done a lot of good works, a lot of good things, but if you didn't do it in the love of God, it gets burned up. Yeah, but I did all this. I set an orphanage up. I had a Bible scholar in school. I went through that. I did everything. I started a church up. I did all this happening. But it was never done with love. There is a season right now, and I was not going this way. This is out of my notes. There's a season right now where God wants to break up your foul ground. And if you don't want to break up your foul ground, I don't want to be in your shoes when the end of your life happens, because you might just get in by the skin of your teeth. And one of the things that I was learning about in heaven was that Rick Joyner was there, and he had his armor, and it was shining. He was powerful. It was authority. He had a lot of stuff going on. He just was all bright and shiny. Sword and shield and everything was awesome and things were great. He had a lot of abilities and he could just do all kinds of great and magnificent things. But all of a sudden, and he got down to this one area where there was going to be, the enemy was coming in against God's people. And he thought they were doing great. There was no problems with what was happening. And all of a sudden the angel said, or the eagle, which was supposed to be the Holy Spirit, said, put this on. It was a garment of humility. And the minute he put the garment of humility on, it was drab, it was boring, it made him sick because he didn't have what he had to do what he had to do. He didn't have the authority, he didn't have the power, he wasn't shining, beautiful. He just had to humble himself. And that humility, after having that, his eyes opened up to see the truth. where the demons were actually coming behind them to destroy them. And he says, tell them the demons are coming and they're going to hurt them. And wisdom said, they don't have the garment of humility on, so they can't see it. They're locked up in their own understanding. They think they're doing great. This is a season we have to change and start to be, are you really serious with the Lord? I've had to become very, very serious with the Lord, with my health that's been going on. And I took it, I said, wow, I thought I knew a lot of things. I thought I knew what was going on. And I did. A lot of it was partial. It wasn't the full thing. And I took, but the whole process is, if you stay humble and walk in love, if you stay humble and walk in love, you're going to achieve great and magnificent things. And if your heart has anything in it that is hardened to whoever, whatever, any situation, ask God to complete giving you a heart of flesh, because you're still walking without love. If you don't have love in your heart, if you're not walking in humility, you still do not have a heart of flesh. You're missing part of it. You might do good over here, and you might do good over there, but you ain't doing good in this other area. You got a problem. You want to get it fully changed around. You're going to see and you're going to make a difference in people's lives. It's going to make a difference in your lives. And that's what I've been really working on and seeing about love. And that's why I put that up there. Is this pretty bad, like you said, that God would have to come down and tell his church to love one another. Be kind to one another. Aren't we supposed to do that? But if you heard from most people that I've been around, not all, but a lot of them, it was the church people that hurt them. You talk to some people and they say, I'm going to go back to church. Then, you know, they ruined me. I'll never go back. Why? Because they never got their heart changed. They have a lot of good wisdom, they have a lot of good knowledge, they have a lot of good things, but they didn't have their hearts changed. Well, I guarantee you what, I'm getting my heart changed. And I thought I was doing pretty good, but I'm still learning. One of the things about every situation that you've got, God has made a way out. I've taught about this before. He's made a way out. And if you're not in tune with God, you might not see the way out. We've seen that picture, and I've got one in my office where there's waves coming at it, and the man standing there kind of looking up. But see, he's not looking towards the end. He's not looking to the opening, the way out. He's just looking at the waves. When I'm with Peter, he's seeing the waves. Woo! Start to go down. That's what happens sometimes. Without actually understanding and seeing and knowing what God's doing and allowing to happen in our lives sometimes, God doesn't hurt us, but he allows things to happen. And when that happens, it gets your attention. And sometimes getting your attention is not fun. And it can cause you some problems. But that's what you need to do, is make sure that when you have a problem, every problem, you need to see it . Where did I put that down? The first thing is you got to see it. Most people don't see they have a problem. I don't have a problem. I know everything. I understand. I know what the Word of God is. I don't have to worry about it. I've learned it. I've been in church for all my life. I've learned a lot. I've seen the good, bad, and the ugly. And the second part is to understand how to find the way out. Not everybody can find the way out because they're not looking at the right thing. Their heart's so still contained in themselves. It's like what he said, people are still walking in their flesh more than the spirit. The spirit has a way out. But our flesh says, oh no, we got to do this, we got to do that. Because that's how we've done it before and it worked. Or something else on that order. And I said, oh man, this is quite interesting what I've been going through. We want to help you find your way out. You do that by listening to the Holy Spirit. See, that's one of the biggest things that we have is the Holy Spirit in us. I love that, and I've talked about it before with Daniel. Daniel said, the Holy Spirit just said, I'm going down to that body. If you ask Jesus Christ in your life, the Holy Spirit comes in you. And people don't always understand it. You can say, well, I wish God was here. You don't understand. Because they're looking for a way out. But the very Spirit of God is in you, which is the presence of God in you, and you are walking on this earth. He is the one that anointed Jesus to preach the word, heal the sick, and raise the dead. And he's in you. And we sit here and say, oh, I need this, or I need that. Don't even ask the source that God gave you to live by. I'm talking about myself. I know you guys are probably doing excellent. I'm just sitting here going, oh, wow. Knocked my head one way and the other. I'm waking up. I'm really waking up. I'm saying, woo. I've been in church all my years. I've been healed of an incurable disease. Been healed of a heart problem. New heart got put in. I don't have any problems. Well, you know, I haven't been sick for a long time. Because I keep binding and breaking and getting it rid of. I know how to do these things. I know what's going on. I said, wow. It was something else again when I started to learn. I didn't know what I was talking about in a lot of cases. Because again, my heart was hardened. It started to change because I've been doing things for some time. Corinthians 3, 16 and 17, is that right? Okay. Let the word of God dwell in you richly with all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. And whatsoever you do in the word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Now, I'm sure you do that all the time. Everything you say comes with a word, a song, spiritual song, or singing with grace, right? Especially when you choose somebody close to you out. I do that. I'm not perfect. I'm learning. It's better to keep your mouth shut sometimes than to say anything. Now, there's a good time to sit and explain and make sure people know and understand. But there's also a chance with our heart, if it's not fully brought into the flesh, to walk more in the spirit. And it's so easy to get that way when you're frustrated and you got problems going on. You got issues. I know there was a time when I was not here. And Debbie was talking, and she talked about caretakers. Caretakers have a real problem on them because they've got to take care of a lot of things. It's tough. It's hard. And that can cause issues different than normal. And there can be a big frustration going on. How are you going to change that? The closer you walk to the Lord, the better off you're going to be. I took and brought this because Debbie said there was one out of Sharon's, Bunnell's letter. And I looked at it and I said, wow, that's a good one. At all times, stay in God's word to have strength for problems. All times, stay in God's word to have strength for problems. On our trip, I was having an issue and was asking God for help. Oh, God, help me. This is ridiculous. I've done everything I can. It's not working right. Yeah. I had a rude awakening. He said, it's inside you. Me, of being in church all my life, 75 years, how in the world did I miss that? It's inside you. I had to renew my mind. I mean, I renew my mind so many times, I think I forgot what I renewed it with. So I had to go back and renew it again. Because it's inside me. And God was going to help me with what was inside me. Because if you don't do it, what's inside you, he might not help you. Because he's giving you all the help you need. I said, wow. And then I picked that letter up and I was reading. If the word is to dwell in us, does the Bible say, to what degree is it to dwell in us? Just a little? Just a little degree? Just enough to get by? No, richly. No, richly. The word of God is to dwell in us richly. Imagine a sponge that is put into water to soak up the water. You are to soak up the word of God just like the dry sponge. The sponge would soak up all the water it can. If you put a sponge in water, that sponge will get to so full of water that if you touch it anywhere, water would come out. You are to soak up the word like that and get God's word into your spirit. Then if you are touched by the circumstances in life, the word of God will flow out of you just like water out of a sponge. That's exactly how we are to be in every situation in life, full of the word of God. I got to say that's happened to a point. There's certain things I'm great at. Other parts I'm not good at all. I mess up big time. In fact, when I'm sitting there and I'm saying, this is going to happen, that happens, and somebody corrects me and says, nope. That's a negative. You shouldn't be saying that. You should be saying this. You should be saying that. Because, see, I was so ingrained in certain things. I could get by with certain things without going that way. I've watched people. And they bring up all these scriptures. And they go over the scriptures. And they go over the scriptures. And they go over the scriptures. And I took and I says, that's good. I know those scriptures. And I kind of quoted them a little bit. But I didn't really get serious with God. Well, I'm in a situation I got to get serious with God. So I'm learning more and more. I had to renew my mind. Soak up the word until you are so full of the word that you get touched by any side of any difficulties. The word comes out. If you get touched by persecution, the word comes out. If you get touched by criticism, the word comes out. If you get touched by testing or trials, the word comes out. Always remember, blessing and more blessings overtake you as you stay in the center of God's plan for your life, where there is full provision and anointing increases and the gift of God in you makes room for itself everywhere you go. Think about that. Center, are you in the center of the center? Or are you just kind of on the edges of the center? Are you just thinking about the center? Or you think you're in the middle and you're not in the middle? You're just going around. That's what's happening. We need to make sure. Are you so full of the word that when something happens, it just pops out of you? It's one of those situations that we're kind of in those, you know, opportunities to change. What the Lord told me, the Holy Spirit, and the word in, you know, what the Lord told me was, it's inside me. The help is inside me. the help. Well, it's so much easier when God just flips his finger and it's done. But this case, no, the hope was inside me. I'm thinking, what is that? What was that going to be? And the Holy Spirit and his word is in me, and I need to use what God has given for me to use to change the problem. The problem was a reoccurring situation that I had tried to take care of, and I thought I did, but it didn't get taken care of. And it was an irritation, and I just, every single time, it started to bother me. I would cry out to God, and I was thinking, well, I got to go to the doctors and do this and have that and the next thing. But then I started thinking, what did the Lord say when I said, Lord, help me? He said, it's in you. So I started to look to see what it was. It's the authority and the power of the Holy Spirit over my body. This is the learning process that I'm really getting into. I've heard many people say, God's word is medicine to your body. I believe that. I have no problems. I've seen it. It's done it. That's way. But I wasn't really desiring to go that way. I wasn't really standing on it in the way that I need to stand on it. So what I started to do was, whenever this problem came up, I would say, in the name of Jesus, I command you to stop, desist, and quit doing it. And next thing I knew, it stopped. I said, oh, it's in me. I have the power. Remember that? I got the power. I got the power, 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 power. Just want to use it the right way. So, but I was saying, wow, it's inside me. I'm thinking, this is amazing. I know that, but I didn't really have the revelation of it, even though I had it. I just didn't use it. And renew my mind to the point of actually getting to the point where I was going to do what I needed to do. And I started to think about what I had, I hadn't been using it. But I took my authority over the name of Jesus. We need to allow the Holy Spirit to have authority in our daily lives when we put, when you get upset. You must release your flesh to allow the Holy Spirit to speak through you. Because otherwise, when your flesh comes through, it gives you problems. But the whole process was, my body, I said, there was a prophecy that was given to my wife that I'm going to be standing, walking, thin, and in excellent health. But there's many times in the middle of the night, especially when I got through with the doctor the last time. I came out. I wasn't even the doctor. It was another one I was sitting there and talking with. And they start to tell me all the problems I've got and how long it's going to take. And it is, might not ever happen. And how rotten it was and everything else. And I start looking at that from that standpoint. And I evaded from what the Lord had been showing me and teaching me. And I just start getting into the Word of God. Just started listening even more, listening to people about healing, situations going on. And then I start to say, the power's in me. So I've been speaking. I remember Thurman that one time, I said it before, where his daughter, granddaughter, 18 weeks or months, and she got down to the place where she had the flapper in her throat. She couldn't, because she had died. And was in a wreck and had her eyes and her brain disconnected from the cord. Yeah. So what happened was from her spine. And so what happened was she was physically dead and they were going to take her off the life support. And God, and Thurman says, nope, my God says she's going to cough and breathe. Doctor says you're in denial because she's dead. She can't do that. Not that. Took it off, coughed and breathed, and took him 18 months, and she was up and walking except for that little flapper in her throat. And he dealt with it, and he dealt with it, and he dealt with it, and he came back and he said, I got it. I finally got a revelation. All that he knew and everything that was going on, he finally got a revelation. That's the way I feel. I'm finally getting a better revelation of what I need to have. And he said, whenever you believe what you say without doubt, you have it. So he did. He believed without doubt, it's healed. I don't have to go back to the doctors anymore. They'll just tell me it won't work. But I'm by my faith, it shall happen. And he did. And he told his son to feed her, and he did. A little worried about it, but he did. And she was fine. That scripture, when I was going through, I ran across that again. And I guarantee you what, I had on the bottom of my heel, I have a severe pain. Whenever I have pressure on it, it doesn't feel too bad. When I pick it up, it's just sharp pain. And I'm thinking, what in the world? I says, I need some help here, Father. He didn't say anything. I know what he was going to say. So I took that scripture, and I said, because I'm building my faith again, because I've had great faith, but I'm getting back up to greater faith. And I finally said, pain, in the name of Jesus, I command you to go. You know, Jesus bore my pain. I don't have to worry about that. I don't know what you are, but Father, I thank you for healing me. And I start to quote the scriptures over it and bleed without doubt. And it took a while, but it disappeared. Today, I don't have it. Power's in you. My thinking was too much messed up with the world in some of those areas. Not all, because I was healed of an incurable disease. You know, all the sickness comes out, and I just start proclaiming, decreeing it. I mean, I fought an hour and a half with the Word of God and everything, and kept the bird flu from falling on top of me. Everybody was getting sick, and I just, not everybody, but some people, a lot of people. And it hit me, and I said, they ain't going to have any legal rights to me. But yet in some areas, I was so weak. So God has shoring me up in the full thing of all this. And the reason being is because we need to be healthy, whole. I mean, one of these days, I'm going to walk in without crutches, and my God is going to have healed me completely by the Holy Spirit and the power on me. I will be fully redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. All sickness and disease shall be gone. All arthritis will be gone. It has no legal rights in my body. It's got to go. My knees are healed, and the cartilage is coming back in the name of Jesus. My muscles are strong in the Lord Jesus Christ and by the power of the Holy Spirit flowing through my body, and it's going to hold me up, and I'm going to walk perfectly. The same thing with my heart. They say I have a degenerative heart. My heart is perfect, and it is not degenerated. They are degenerated for calling me that. In the name of Jesus, we're going to get this thing flipped around. I'm going to have a perfect heart. I'm going to be walking perfectly and doing great and magnificent things. And that means you're going to follow right along, because God's going to start working on you, and you're going to get back up there, and we're going to be a bunch of healthy people out there taking sick people and bringing them in and bringing them around to where they become healthy, wealthy, wise, and filled with the Holy Ghost with everlasting life. Woo! Glory to God. Yes, got to get some Holy Ghost flowing through here. Got to get some excitement. We've been too drab, too boring. Woo! Yeah, God is good. It's fun to be a Christian. It's fun to be in the Holy Ghost. It's fun to hear what God wants to do for you. And it might not always be easy in the middle of the night when you're saying, oh, the pain is so bad, but praise God, I thank you. You healed me in the name of Jesus, and the Holy Ghost is in me, and it's going to make me feel better. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. It's not that I haven't had the power and stuff. It's just sometimes I don't do all of it. And that's part of getting your heart broken up, breaking up those foul parts of your heart and bringing it into place. Now, I got one good word I want to share before we go. And this is a prophecy from Christmas. And we have them printed out. Did you get them handed out? We're going to hand these out. We're going to play this. I'm not going to go over it. I'm just going to have you take and you're going to look at it and decide for yourself what's going on. But it's a prophetic thing they're doing down in Nashville, Tennessee. And I like what he says because he goes right along with what he said earlier. He says the bow is in the arrow. Anybody else remember what that went with? The bow was in the arrow. What was it going to do? It's going to shoot, and when it shoots, it's going to go down, and it's going to hit the heart of the evil. And demons, and the angels are going to grab demons and take them back to hell. And then after that, he says, then the wind is going to blow, and the angels will be going up to heaven and pulling out the storehouses of heaven and pulling them down for the blessing of the people to bring people into the kingdom of God. I believe that prophecy. I believe it's in that, we're right there. They also had Bullock on this. If you want to go, you can look at Robin Bullock and Kent Christmas prophecy in Nashville. And Robin has a lot to say. He's an in-depth prophet. You have to kind of hear and understand a little bit what's going on. But he said, the Lord said he prophesied up to 2030. He says, at 2030, he says, it's questionable what's going to happen. He says, depend on what my body, what my church does between now and 2030. So we got to get really busy and start to do more for what God wants us to do. That doesn't mean you're going to get so busy you just won't have anything to do at all. That's all you're going to do. It's what you want, how you want to move, and how the Holy Spirit's going to move through you. So you want to play that?
Yeah, prophesy.
God said that what we've seen is just a small display over these last few months of what he's getting ready to do in this next few years. And the Lord said that the enemy erected a wall of opposition against the house of the Lord that seemed to be impenetrable. And the Lord says that the prayers of the saints begin to hit this wall. And God said this year in 2025, the Lord says the prayers of the saints have fractured the wall and that it is going to be destroyed by the power of the Holy Ghost. And God said, just as there's been a wave of evil and sin that was raised up out of hell against the house of the Lord, God said, as I am bringing this wall down, so is there a wave of glory and righteousness that is being released out of the Spirit, out of heaven. And God said, it cannot be stopped. The Lord said, I am not dependent on men this time. I don't need the voice of a man, says the Lord. For God says, I have ordered out of heaven that there is a change in the atmosphere by the Spirit of the Lord. God said, for a few years, the reason that there has been weariness in the house of the Lord and in the church is the Lord said, I made you soldiers and I made you warriors. And God said, when you are in war, there is no joy. When you were in war, God said, you use your strength. But the Lord said, even this year, I am changing you from warriors to laborers. And God said, now I am not bringing. For many have said, God, are you going to fill up the house? But the Lord said, this time I am not going to bring them into the house. But God said, I'm going to turn the church upside down and I'm going to spill it into the nations. And God said, as I begin to spill the church into the nations, saith the Lord, every ancient stronghold, every demon spirit, every mocking spirit, says the Lord, that stood up and said, we are in charge. Know this, saith God, that I am sovereign. The earth is mine, saith the Lord, and the fullness thereof. And now, saith God, the harvest has begun. And the Lord said, this is not just about signs and wonders, but God said, the very stronghold. The Lord said, there had been fields that the enemy said was theirs. And the Lord said that the spirit of perversion and the spirit of your little children and the spirit of mutilation and the spirit of evil, says the Lord, that the enemy
set his sires. God said, I am now going to remove the tares that preceded the tear, the righteous in the house of the Lord. And God said, watch me. They're going to begin to fall on the right hand. They're going to fall on the left hand, but it shall not come nigh unto thy dwelling. For their evil have said, there is no God, there is no power, and the church is dead. But God said, I uncover the muscle of my arm unto the house of the Lord. And the Lord said, without your help, I will invade the ancient strongholds of the enemy that have risen up and said, we cannot be moved. And now God said, I'm going to take the fields that the enemy said was theirs. And the Lord said, I'm going to spill the church into the fields. And God said, the first field I'm going to hit is the spirit of homosexuality and perversion. And God said, I am not coming out of judgment, but I am coming out of mercy, and I am coming out of love. For they took my psalmist worshipers, they took my songwriters, they took those that knew how to lift up the name of the Lord. And God said, I'm going to change them. I'm going to set them free. For where my spirit is, there is liberty, says the Lord. And yes, I am going to dismantle, but also know this, that I'm going to invade the education realm, says God. And your children that were indoctrinated, and your young people that were indoctrinated in colleges, God said, without their permission, the mantle of glory is going to begin to fall in the midst of your societies, in the midst of your culture. This will not be about church, but this will about be that God said, I am reclaiming what is mine, and the voice of the Lord shall be heard in all of the regions. For the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. God says that there was a spirit of infirmity and sickness that was hatched behind closed doors,
yeah,
that got a hold of this nation,
yeah,
until she has become dependent on drugs and medicines, and it's even transpired into the house of the Lord. But God said, I did not save you to keep you sick and infirmed. I did not set you free to keep you locked up in your bedroom. I did not put you on an oxygen tank, and I did not put you on chemotherapy. But this saith the Lord, I am releasing, saith God, even this night in this house, I release a wind, a wind, a wind, saith the Lord, of divine healing, that my spirit will fall on you, rain on you, for your body is my house, saith God. Hallelujah. God says, even as warriors have wept and become weary, God said, this metamorphosis that I am releasing in the spirit, I am changing you from warriors to laborers.
Yeah.
And God said, it will not be weariness, for with tears you sowed, but God said, with joy. And God said, there is the drawing spirit, saith God, that's going to pull people into the house of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It's the spirit of joy.
Hallelujah.
And God said, this demonic spirit, this demonic spirit of depression and anxiety and suicide and sorrow and heaviness, the Lord says, I release a judgment against it, saith God, and I renew your mind by the Spirit of the Lord. And God said, I'm putting a song back in your spirit. I'm putting a dance back in your feet. I'm putting a war cry inside of your heart. Know this, saith God. This may start it out politically in victory, but God said, I never intended for politicians to receive the glory of what I am beginning to do. And God said, I'm going to do things now that no man can take credit for. And God said, I am not asking the permission of Congress. I am not asking the permission of the Supreme Court. But God said the Ancient of Days has ruled over the courts of heaven, and I say unto thee that the gavel has fallen, and the jury has been declared, and the verdict has been rendered. And God said, I render unto you victory, victory, victory. No man saith, God, that as the enemy took Israel's children, so am I now redeeming the fruit of your womb and your prodigal, saith God. I am going to be, that is going to be part of the first fruits of the last move of the Lord, is I'm bringing your children back home. It does not matter. Say not, saith God. Look where they're at. Look what they've done. But even those that have never been raised in the house of the Lord, I, thy God, redeem them tonight by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, and I will perform my word, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Sunday. Shout, say it, God. There is a release. There is a release. There is a release. I loose you by the power of the Holy Ghost. Sunday. Hallelujah. Dance before me, say it, God. For this is an hour that you have strength to bring forth the glory of God.
He's getting ready. He's going to bring in the harvest. I've had many people say, oh, he's coming back on such a day, and they've got it all, the dates all planned out all across what the Bible says, and he never makes it. And I asked him one time, I says, Father, I says, why hasn't Jesus come back yet? He says, because my people aren't ready. Jesus ain't coming back until we get as many as we possibly can to bring home. And that's the season that we're going into. The season is to bring the harvest in. And he's coming back to help change things around so that it's going to make it easier for us to get them in and help them change and go back. The biggest thing is we have to activate our hearts and minds to see how much we want to be involved and what we want to do and see what he wants us to do. There's so much going on. There's so much things we can be doing, and we don't want to overdo, but we want to be in his center of the center. Center of the center might be sitting on a phone talking to somebody. Center of the center might be cooking food and taking it. Center of the center might be out into the streets bringing people in. You don't know where the center of the center is until you find out what God wants you to be. We all have different hearts, desires, and everything else. So I just want to let you know, get happy. Let the Holy Ghost flow. It's been too long. When you come in here, I hope we have a big dance before we even start anymore. We just got to get ourselves pumped up with the Holy Ghost and let it flow. I mean, whoo! We know of a church one time we were at, and he was saying there was a guy that drove by the church, and he says he heard this voice, and the voice said, go in there. So he went in there and gave him, I don't know, like it was quite a lot of money, helped him pay off a bunch of his bills. I said, praise God, that's what we want. We want the Holy Ghost to speak to people as they drive by. They had people come in. Well, one guy said, he had him come in, and he drove down, you know, they walked down the front, gave their life to Christ in the middle of the meeting. Why? Because that's what the Lord told him. We want the Holy Ghost to move. We aren't here by ourselves. We got the Holy Ghost. We got the Spirit of God in this place, in us, doing what they wants to. And if we'll open it up and allow him to do what he wants to do, you're going to see great and magnificent things. Things will start to change around. Boring will be gone, and exciting will come in. So praise the Lord. Father, we come before you. We thank you for this blessed time. We just ask that you just bless each and every one. Keep us all going. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we give you glory. Amen.